Hey, it's time for the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire, the First National Bank, and the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation.
Life is a ballgame being played each day.
We check in with Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports. A good Friday afternoon to you, Mark.
Well, how are you doing today, Rich?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm a little cold. I'm colder than I like to be at this time of year.
Yeah, it was like summer last week, right?
We got a little spoiled there, but here we are, and we're winding down the fall season, down to just a few games left, but certainly a big one with local interest as Foxcroft gets ready to take on Lisbon for the state Class D title.
Yeah, that should be a lot of fun. The only loss for Foxcroft all year came to Lisbon early in the year, so should be a similar type of game. Foxcroft's hoping for a different result, obviously, but, you know, kind of Lisbon has to kind of control the clock like they did the first time around. They really did. We had that game, and I don't know, it was that kind of possession, but they dominated that. And, you know, Foxcroft made a couple of key turnovers, and Lisbon won by one. So you get another type of game like that, everybody will have a lot of fun.
And that'll be at Cameron Stadium, right?
Yeah, that game and the Class C game, Adamic Valley and Levitt, will both be in Bangor tomorrow, 11 and 2:30.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, a couple local teams that did well but lost in their championship games last week. What a great season for the Herman Hawks once again.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Kyle Glant doing a great job there with that program and building that up. And, you know, they just, you know, have had a lot of success, you know, in recent years.
And Bob Sinclair, boy, a couple of years ago, looked like maybe we would not see the Orono program continue for much longer, but brought them all the way back to the championship game this year.
Yeah, you know, they fell to Old Orchard last week. That doesn't take away from an unbelievable season, great run. And they got a very young team, too. So I would expect them to be one of the favorites next year and maybe the favorite in eight-man small conference football. They've really powerful offense and you know, again, I expect them for the next year or two to be right there with the top guns.
Mark, who have been a couple of players' performances this season that you've been most impressed with?
Well, I can name a few. Well, first, as you know, we have, you know, all the Foxcroft home games, and Keaton Crocker might go under the radar statewide, but he's as tough as you get. You talk to other teams' coaches, and they know how good he is, and definitely a lot of fun to watch. And he'll be on display tomorrow. And also another player that's also playing tomorrow down in Portland in the Class B state championship game, as Skowhegan plays Portland, is Adam Savage, the quarterback for Skowhegan. He you know, was out early in the year, and as soon as he got back, Skowhegan started to play better, and that wasn't any coincidence that he led them to the States. And, you know, so those are a couple of players right there.
How about one, I bring him up because he's a cousin, second or third cousin, whatever it is, but Isaac Hayner up at Matanuck had a heck of a year.
Oh, yes, no doubt. He put up big numbers and definitely was one of the top players on a weekly basis in the eight-man league, and, you know, put out some amazing numbers. You know, a lot of great numbers in the eight-man league, and, you know, again, they're, you know, eight-man leagues all over for the season, but if somebody gets a chance, anybody gets a chance to check that out next year, it's a lot of fun, and it is not a lot different other than it's more wide open for the kind of a, you know, keep, you know, the position players, you know, the skill position players, so, but it's a lot of fun, and yeah, he was one of the best in the conference.
Well, of course, it won't be too long before we roll on into basketball season. And, of course, the landscape has changed a lot here in eastern northern Maine with the departure of Cooper and Ace. And so now is Brewer the team to beat in this area?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Nicobas are still going to be good. But they're not, obviously, you lose players like that, you're not going to be, you know, the favorite. They're not going to, you know, kind of dominate. But, yeah, I'd say Brewer's the favorite in A. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I actually posted our broadcast schedule last night, and you know, we got 33 games in
wow.
Six locations plus a wrestling meet. So we're gonna have a busy winter. So looking forward to that, and to doing all that stuff. And yeah, the practice will start Monday. And our first preseason game. We're gonna do a few preseason games with video only, not a full broadcast. But that's coming up November 30th. So just a few weeks away.
so much for your time of rest, right? You got next week, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, Mark, we appreciate your great work all this fall. Again, follow Eastern Maine Sports for all you need to know about not only high school sports, but everything going on here in Eastern, Central, and Northern Maine. Enjoy the game tomorrow. Have yourself a great Thanksgiving, and we'll catch up with you. We're off next Friday, so we'll see you sometime in early December. We'll start rolling out the winter edition of our high school report.
Oh, perfect. Looking forward to it, Rich. Have a great night.
All right. You too, Mark. Mark Canlin, Eastern Maine Sports. The High School Report, brought to you by Swett's Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. Buy the first. Dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community. And by the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation.